home.
Yeah, Moriarty mit Jimmy auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band nicht, nein, morgen Abend spielt die Band in der Volksbühne. Schon heute haben es aber die Dame und die zwei Herren zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen nochmal über die Aufnahmen zur im März erscheinenden Platte Epitaph und reden auch über die Vorteile einer multinationalen Kapelle auf Welttourneen. Wir erfahren, ob die Songs von der neuen Platte ähnlich wie im Jahre 2011, ob die schon vor dem Studioaufenthalt live gecheckt wurden vor Publikum, und wir besprechen noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal hallo, herzlich willkommen, welcome und bienvenue, Rosemary, Arthur und Stefan. Hello!
Hello!
Hallo,
Flux
FM. Hallo, wie geht es euch? How are you doing?
Sehr gut.
Sprichst du Deutsch, Rosemarie?
Ein bisschen.
Ah, verrückt, das hätte ich jetzt überhaupt nicht erwartet. Ich habe alle Sprachen erwartet, Französisch, Schweizerdeutsch sogar ein bisschen.
Ja.
Schweizerdeutsch kannst du?
Ja.
Ja, schon ein bisschen, oder?
Ah, sehr gut. Und Englisch, aber Deutsch habe ich jetzt gar nicht so wirklich erwartet.
Hochdeutsch.
Aber egal, Hochdeutsch kannst du auch.
Ja, wir können auch auf Hochdeutsch sprechen.
Das ist ja verrückt. Jetzt bin ich total, now I'm totally confused. It's gonna be Babylon style. So many languages.
Pas de problème.
Pas de problème, what? So how's traveling been so far? You've been touring a lot since for the last few weeks, right? How's that been? Where have you been the last few weeks?
It was great, mostly in France, but it was really, really great.
Mm.
We spent the whole December month in France. And
Switzerland.
And Switzerland also.
There it goes again.
Yes.
Yeah, and January also.
Uh-huh.
And so now we're playing tomorrow in Berlin, and we might be back almost for sure in June.
Ah, that sounds so good to me.
Yeah.
And the thing that I find interesting is the fact that you've left the studio where you recorded your new album. That's coming out in March. And so many bands, they'd be leaving the studio and they'd be like, let's hang around for a little more. Because then in March we have to tour with the whole record, but you don't care about things like that, right? You just leave the studio and you go on the road again and play. You must be like addicted to playing live or something.
Well, it is an addiction.
Yeah.
It is a drug.
Uh-huh.
I have to admit. I don't know for the others, but for me it is a drug to be live on stage. It's very exciting, and also it's something you like to share with other people. I mean, first with the band, and it's just, you know, the sound and the songs, and it's just the pleasure to also to try to offer new songs to people.
Sure.
That they're coming to the shows and they're without knowing what they're going to hear.
Yeah.
So that's, you know.
And I think your audiences must be kind of used to that by now. Because in 2010, 2011, you've basically played all the songs from your album from 2011 before you entered the studio. So you road checked those songs, right? Did you do that as well with the new songs? Did you play some of those songs before you entered the studio?
Well, we had some songs that we tried on stage, but not all of the songs.
Mm.
No, we did almost the same thing, but.
Yeah, well, the three or four songs were written like a year or a year and a half ago, and we had some fair amount of time just trying them out on stage in a lot in Canada, in Quebec.
Yeah.
And somehow it's funny because you play them for a week and then somebody says, well, the song is not completely finished, we need to work on it again.
Sure.
And then, you know, day after day, sometimes they evolve, they change.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes maybe you play a song and you think, well, I don't know, it's maybe not our best song. And then people freak out and you're like, wow, I've never heard such a great song. Please do an extended version of it or something.
I'll tell you how we feel sometimes. I'm looking at your poster from Flussbad Berlin.
Yeah.
And I really feel like sometimes when we play a new song on stage, like I feel like we're that bear with a rubber duck around it. Just imagine, right?
Okay, yeah. Now I totally understand your feelings, man. Thank you. Thank you for explaining them to me in that very nice visual way. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to some of your music, because you've brought some beautiful instruments. I see an acoustic guitar and then an old school kind of organ. What's the name of that instrument?
Harmonium.
And harmonium, that's right. Yeah. I was looking for that word.
Yeah. It's to have success in Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, people, they freak out when they
in
listen
India.
To that sound.
Switzerland, India,
in India.
And Colombia.
And in India, you've played India, like, I think, I don't know if you've been there this year or last year, but
a few years ago.
You played many shows there, it must have been great.
And this is where we got this.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an Indian instrument.
Oh, cool.
So you can do the whole Hare Krishna before you start the show as well, the Hare Krishna thing?
Well, you'll see that recently we've been playing with some Indian musicians, and they were a bit shocked by the way I treat the harmonium. And they say, oh, he's suffering the harmonium with you.
Yeah. This is totally unfair. I can totally imagine that, though. But which song are you going to be listening to right now? What are you going to play for us?
The song is When I Ride.
When I Ride. Live auf Flux FM. Hier sind Moriarty. Sie spielen morgen in der Volksbühne und wir werden im Anschluss an unser Gespräch Tickets verlosen. Ab geht's. Moriarty live auf Flux FM.
When I ride, I just gonna hunt you down. When I hide, I just gonna seek you down. Some time may come, you will get stung, and I above will fall on you, my love, faster than a car. $3 bills will make you crawl. The voice that you fear inside you will growl. Fires in the afternoon will wash upon you like a waning moon and play you like a pawn. Oh, when I ride, I just gonna hunt you down. When I fly, I'm just gonna fly you down. And the end never comes for the one who is waiting. You won't overcome a Venus flying. Drown all your petticoats, slash sheets with a knife. Burning pleasures as a smash every piece of your life. Melt your ink to my sweat, a lime blade river. I crush you like an insect, like velvet, like a shiver. When I ride, I'm just gonna hunt you down.
FM. Thank you for that beautiful performance. And I really think you treat the harmonium in a way that's not filled with too much respect, though. But it's a respectful way of showing no respect. Let's put it like that. So, I forgot to say congratulations to you all, because your band has existed for 20 fucking years now. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
In 1995, it started with Moriarty. Have you, when you started back then, did you think of a band to be, of your band to be that long living and
no,
playing for 20 years?
Actually, at that time, I was not in the band.
Yeah.
I arrived 5 years after that.
Yeah.
But we've been knowing each other since that time. And I think we didn't. We never thought it would last that long. That's probably why we call the album Epitaph.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I want to talk to you about, because fans of yours, they must be afraid when they read about the title of the new album called Epitaph, because that's something you put on a gravestone, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I really hope the album title doesn't suggest that you want to quit the band or put an end to the whole Moriarty thing.
You never know.
You never know. That's an evil way to say it. Looking at me like that, smiling.
She's evil. Girl.
Yeah, she's an evil. We've just met, and I can see that already. Yeah. That she's an evil girl. Yeah. But I mean, what can you do? She can sing, right? She's made her deal with the devil. Now she's an evil girl who can sing. What does she want to do?
You got it.
So tonight's show is going to be filled with brand new material. Tomorrow's show is going to be filled with brand new material.
Yeah. All the new songs going to be played. And also some of the old stuff also. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
How has the recording process been? Do you guys record live a lot?
Yeah,
because you've been
mostly.
You just wanted one microphone for me to use for that performance right now, but I told you to use three because I have three. I want to use them all.
that's the thing with sound engineers. They just want to use the gear,
true,
no?
Yeah. But you tell your sound engineers to throw it all away, put one mic in the middle, and then you start playing, or how does it work?
Sometimes we do like that. We've been recording, I think, for one song like mm-hmm. that. But then for the others, the old...
On the new album, you mean?
The Ingeborg Bachmann song. Mm. But then on the other songs, we still, you know, record live in the same room, but we all have our microphones. Each one has his microphone.
But recording live must be something that's important for you as a band, because it's such an organic thing, the music of Moriarty, that it would be hard to put it together like a puzzle.
Well, it's the most difficult thing in a studio to actually play a song live, because there is no audience, so the energy is hard to find, and also to have the right take where everybody's at the same time at the same moment there.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult in the end, but when we nail it, the result is far more alive than anything you can do in track by track or studio mixing.
It's like a couple, except where seven have to be at the same time. We're seven at the same time instead of two.
Yeah. No, but in so many bands, they go back to the recording live thing, because when you listen to those optimized recordings where everything has been put to the place where it's belonging, they get boring after listening to them for a few times, whereas live recorded music, you'll get a little mistake maybe here and there, and this mistake makes the music
lively
in a true sense of the word. So
there's lots of mistakes on our record.
as long as the record itself is not a mistake, everything's fine. You know what I'm saying?
I think that we're probably, as humans, we're probably a mistake anyway, you know, so.
The creation
of humans is a mistake.
And people who can relate to that like your music.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, before we talk too much, let's listen to one more song.
Okay.
And then we'll give away tickets for tomorrow's show.
All right.
At Volksbühne. I'm so confused when bands are here. I always think they play at the same night, but you're going to play tomorrow.
And this is for a song about Milena Jesenska, who was Franz Kafka's lover. They were in love for 20 years and they met for 3 hours.
You lost your heart to a wild man. You dreamed you'd be running hand in hand. Oh, Milena. He shone so bright, he burned his soul, paid a price and took the toll. Oh, Milena, and don't you wake the sleeping pharaohs. They sleep so hard, they sleep so hard. Now don't you wake the sleeping pharaohs, they sleep so hard. Stranger to those who have an easy life, those who were born with an inmate soul. Trained to be a wife, oh, Milena. stay, for all I know, he is gone, oh, he is gone. Now he is gone. He's so, so bright, he burned your glee, and now you call him. So hard, they sleep so hard. The dark moon glows on the sleeping pharaohs. They sleep so hard.
Mit einem tollen Stück über Milena Jesenska, die man kennt, wenn man Franz Kafka und seine Geschichte untersucht hat. Toller Song, finde ich, und eine tolle Performance. Thank you a lot for visiting me. And please come back in June when you visit.